So this week's parsha opens up with the commandments to build the Mishkan, the description of the Mishkan. But before Moshe launches into that, he first describes the basic overview of the halachos of Shabbos. Famously, the juxtaposition of those two is to say that even though as important as the construction of the Mikdash and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash are, it does not trump Shabbos, and all work had to cease over Shabbos, and that becomes the paradigm for all of the halachos of Shabbos that we know today. The Zohar has an interesting comment. We often associate the Zohar with very Kabbalistic ideas, but it's also important to remember that the Zohar is structured as a Medrash. That it darshans, it has hermeneutics based on the language and phraseology of psukim. And so the Zohar opens up, or one of its opening comments is on the first word of Vayakel Moshe, as kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And so it links this phrase to another time where it comes up in the Torah. It actually comes up a few times. One time is in Parshas Kedoshim, and Rashi there, where Moshe also gathered kol adas b'nei Yisrael, Rashi said, because this most of the mitzvos in the Torah at that point were contained in Parshas Kedoshim, so rather than just transmit it to a few people who would in turn teach it to the rest of the community, Moshe just taught everybody all this at the same time together. The Zohar also links it to in Parshas Vayelech, where over there was a mitzvah of Hakel for anashim, nashim, v'taf, men, women, and even infants, all had to come to the Beis HaMikdash after a Shemitah year to hear the Melech, to hear the king read the Torah. So the Zohar says so too in this Parsha as well, Vayakel Moshe, as kol adas b'nei Yisrael, Moshe gathered everybody. And so the question that many of the Mefarshim deal with, it's not only the Zohar, is why did Moshe gather everybody? So the Ramban and the Arachayim both suggest that we're talking about the construction of the Mishkan. So famously, the women participated by donating mirrors, and everybody contributed what they could for the construction project. And so therefore, Moshe gathered everybody. The kids, though, you know, the taf, the little infants, what could they contribute? So if I could suggest, I don't think it's only linked to the construction of the Mikdash. It's actually linked to the immediate next pasuk, which is about Shabbos. And even though only al pi halacha adults are obligated to keep Shabbos, there is a specific focus of Shmiras Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos for children as well. In Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk says, Ish imo ve'aviv tiro ve'es shabsosai tishmoru, that you're supposed to revere and honor your parents, but at the same time, the Torah says you're also supposed to keep Shabbos. Meaning, if a parent tells you, "I want you to be mechal Shabbos, to transgress Shabbos," the children are not supposed to listen because Hashem comes first. And so, I think that to allude to this idea of the, I guess, wider applicability of Shabbos, not just in the mitzvah observance sense per se, but in the ethos of Shabbos, not only to men and women, but even to children. So therefore, this parsha of the construction of the Mishkan and the halachos of Shabbos were also said as hakel with anashim, nashim, v'taf together. Chananya ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakos, Es Yisrael, Lefichach, Hirbam, Tar Mitzvahs, Shneimar, Adonai Chofetz, Ma'at Tzidka, Yadot Torah, V'yadir.